Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we have with us Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent, Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Always nice to hear from you, especially with a topic that's kind of near and dear to a lot of people's hearts. Making your money grow. We've been talking about gardening and making the grass grow and the plants grow. How about the bank accounts?
You're right. We all want to make the most of our money. That starts with five building blocks on how to manage and grow your money. So according to mymoney.gov, there are five key building blocks and principles to keep in mind as you make day-to-day decisions and plan your financial goals. The first one is earn. Make the most of what you earn by understanding your income and benefits. Review the taxes that are withheld. Sign up for workplace benefits. Invest in the future with continued education and training that maybe your company offers. So you can arrange to have retirement savings automatically moved from your paycheck to a retirement account. Many employers will match part of every dollar you save this way, and you will benefit when you retire. So they may have a match program that is so beneficial to sign up for. The second one I want to talk about is save and invest. People who make it a habit of saving regularly, even saving small amounts, are well on their way to success. It's important to open a bank or credit union account so it will be easy for you to save regularly. Track your savings and investments to monitor what you own. You want to plan for short-term and long-term goals. You know, what do I want to get done here in the near future, maybe 3 to 6 months? And what's a long-term goal? Maybe you want to add on to a house, or maybe you want to buy your first house. You know, build up emergency savings for unexpected events. As much as we want to think that's never going to happen to us, it does. And you always want to be prepared. And then after that event is over, you got to start building that back up again. You'll want to also consult with a qualified professional on investments and other key financial matters. You'll also want to save for retirement, maybe children's education, or other major items that come across in life. Everyone wants to retire, and you know, some of us have children, so we might need to start saving for them. You can start saving for them before you even have them. And an easy way to help save is to pay yourself first. This means each pay period before you are tempted to spend that money or it even hits your account, you can put a portion of that into another bank account. So if you want to automatically withdraw $10 from every pay stub that you have, some companies can automatically pull that out before it even hits your main bank account. And before you purchase investments, be sure to build an emergency savings. We talked about that earlier in this program, but it's never too late to start saving for those. The third one that I want to talk about is protect. Taking precautions about your financial situation, accumulate emergency savings, and have the right insurance for you and your needs. Maybe it's a filing system that you have in your house, in your office. Maybe it's on your computer, but keep those in order. So if something should happen, it's easily able to recover and find where the mistake is. You also want to watch out for fraud and scams and protect your identity. There are so many scams going on all the time. So just make sure, if in doubt, ask that company if they sent you that information. And choose insurance that meet your needs, including healthcare insurance. You know, you will know the type of insurance that you have, and maybe you want a high deductible, maybe you want a lower deductible, but pick one that matches your needs. A good system for keeping personal money records will include copies of important documents like your will, property ownership documents, information about savings and insurance, and it should include the overview of what happens to property. You know, with storm season here, it's always a good idea to take a video around your house of what's in each closet, what's in your living room, all of those kinds of things, and then maybe you store that in a safe or your safety deposit box. So that if something should happen, you have record of what you had. Assume that any offering that sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true, and it could be a fraud. You'll also want to look at your bank statements and bills as soon as they arrive and report any discrepancies that you might see or find suspicious. I know there's credit card companies that every time a purchase is made, one of the people that's on that account will get notified. And there's been times that they've called because they've said, this isn't a normal place that you shop, or are you out of the country? And so that way you can shut it down quickly. Also, be wary of the request to update or confirm personal information, especially your social security number, bank account, you know, credit card numbers or personal identification numbers, or your date of birth in response to unsolicited calls or maybe an unsolicited email or letter. The fourth one that I want to talk about today is spend. So the fundamental concept of spend is making a budget or plan using your money wisely. It's helpful to set up long and short-term financial goals and manage your money to meet them. So live within our means. That is so hard to do for so many of us, but, you know, is it a want or is it a need? Be a smart shopper and compare prices and quality. It may take a little bit more time, but if you spend that time, usually you'll get the best deal for what you're needing. Track your spending habits and develop a budget or spending plan, and plan for short and long-term financial goals. So a good way to take control of your spending is to set a maximum amount you plan to spend maybe each week or each month. Also, you want to be careful not to let a sale or discount coupon persuade you to purchase something you don't really need and isn't in your spending plan. If you don't need it right now and it's not in your spending plan, then don't get it. I've heard of some people sometimes just adding it to the cart and then the next day going back and saying, do I really need this? And then more often than not, they'll say, I don't need this. And, you know, some things go on sale at certain times of the year. So maybe at the beginning of the year, for example, a mower might be full price, where maybe towards the end of the season, they're wanting to get rid of this year's merchandise. And so maybe if you know you're going to need one the next year, maybe that's when you, if you have the money saved for that, you go ahead and purchase at the end of the former year. And borrow is a fifth one. So sometimes it's necessary to borrow for major purchases like education, a car, a house, or, you know, maybe even to meet unexpected expenses. But our ability to get loans depends on our credit history. And it depends largely on our track record of repaying what we've borrowed in past and paying your bills on time. So be sure to plan, understand, and shop around for a loan with a low annual percentage rate or APR. Compare loan terms from several lenders, and, you know, it's okay to negotiate the terms if you can. When repaying a loan, if you can, it would be better to pay more than the minimum amount each month, so you'll have to pay less interest in the long-term loan. Even if you fell into trouble with borrowing in the past, you can still get solid footing and rebuild your credit history by making regular payments as agreed. So maybe you won't get as good of an interest loan. If you can make those payments like you said you will on time, that will help build back up your credit score. So if you have any other questions about financial things, feel free to contact me at the Osage County Frontier Extension District office, 785-828-4438.
Solid advice all the way around, I'd say. We're going to have to touch on this again.
I think that's a great idea.
All right.
We will revisit.
Excellent. And we will revisit with you coming up in a couple of weeks. Thanks for joining us this morning, Janae, and we look forward to talking to you again. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.